Yeah, so holding the second paragraph. Chaim is going to address the etzim, the very fundamentals of the sugya. But what does it mean that not only the chayus yelu, the chayus, but kim neshibut, nam kim neshibut, going to have a different mahalach. It's hard to come up with a Gemara, the Bilkech Nochri, Lufe. He buys when the Yisrael acquires a Kinyan HaGuf in a Goyish Eved, then Loi Kon Asu Ben Chorin, Loi Mhani Tvilosa Yish Lashem Chavus, because Kona the Gufe, which they've been before, the Shaykh have such a thing, Mem Tignu, Kosha, Kol Zman Shor Tovall, Kofi Nenu HaKinyan Momen Tvilvad. Means like this. There is such a thing. What the Gemara calls in Abdus Kinyan Isra. Right? Kinyan Abdus has two halakim. Kinyan in Nebuchadnezzar is Kinyan Momin and Kinyan Isra. Kaidua. Kinyan Momin is a monetary possession. So yesterday we talked about the monetary transaction, the acquisition of the Eved. It's the monetary possession. It's a chavetz of Momin to some extent. Nebuchadnezzar. In addition, is what they call Kinyan Isra. Kinyan Isra is the dinim above and beyond. The monetary dinim, the momentistic dinim, if you want, the ruchnistic dinim. Kinyan Isra and Eved. Kinyan Isra and Eved. When Kinyan Isra is chal and Eved, Kinyan Isra is chal and Eved. So Pasha, that's what gives him the unique dinim, the status, the personal status. Kinyan Isra has to do with the personal status of Eved. Kinyan Momin, personal status, means of where's he standing in the spectrum of Goy Yisrael, Chvechis, Chedim, Behemis, Bnei Odom, Malach HaShoris at the other end, where's Nebuchadnezzar fit in? So in that spectrum, Kinyan Isra defines his place. Nebuchadnezzar, that's his personal status. Kinyan Momin is a portion of the Keshav HaChamayim. And you can have, on the way in, entering Avdus, so you can have a Kinyan Momin. You can have, you could have. Kinyan Momin which precedes the Kinyan Isra, like in our case, I also get. Kinyan Momin, whether the Goy sold himself or he sold bought an Eved from a Goy, so with the transaction, he just gets a Kinyan Momin. Dinim Racham the Eved until he is Toivel Shem Abdus. The Kinyan Isra is how we define his status as Nebuchadnezzar. Again, I'll explain a little bit more what that means. I'll explain what it means. There's no such thing, Pashtus. Reb Chaim Klaus will try later, but Pashtus, we have to assume. Pashtus have to assume. But a Goy can't decide. There's different types of status that a goy Moshe can decide you want himself. He can remain a goy, remain a ben noyach, he can become a get toyshov, somebody that accepted upon himself zayin mitzvah ben noyach. He's not moist of anything. He accepts upon himself. He makes himself a mechuyev, above and beyond the fact that he's a descendant of noyach, not a mission. He accepts upon himself a get toyshov. Then he has dinim. The Torah grants get a of different dinim. If he kills B'Shoigek, for example, he goes to Golos, he's not killed. The Ramshi did. There's a few things. The reason I'm talking about it is because there's an Enskud here. So a Goy can assume for himself that certain elevated status of a get a of. Again, get a means accepting Zayim B'Shoigek, but for Torah is Kabbalah. And he has different dinim. According to Rambam, he's not Kondom Poygin Boy. By Get Hoshev. But Get Hoshev is this is not the end of Nisavit or Tim Nisho and Kap Kem Get Hoshev. For example, then a goy can become a ger tzedek. There's a status beni between goy's kite and a so-called ever knayim. The Rambam says, So the question we're asking now is that something that a goy can supposed to be voluntarily enter into on his own? Goy says, I want to be a notch above a ger toysha, I want to be never knayim. He wants to be never knayim, he wants to be chayim mitzvahs ki'isha. But he doesn't want to be chayv in shofar, lulav, sukkah, tefillin, talmud Torah. So can he do that? So pashtos on his own, he can't do that. And he's a vote. On his own, he can't decide to become an eved k'nani. Why? So to be an eved, there has to be an odin. There's no odin, no eved. Yeah, there's no can't make, the goy can't make himself into an eved k'nani. That's assumed that for the time being, a kabbalah. So if he can't, that means that there has to be an odin. Has to be an odin. This status, this personal status of Eved, it's Kishmei Kainhu. Eved means never to Noden. Not the Eved to Noden. So that's been Noden. So that relationship, in terms of personal status, we call Kinyan Isav. Kinyan Isav is a Kinyan moment, Kinyan Isav. That's what it's called. That's the guess. We come back. That's what Rav Chaim means here. He said, but on the way in, after the initial monetary transaction of the Eved, it's only Kinyan moment. There's no Kinyan Isav yet. Because for the Kinyan Isav to be Chal, Kinyan Isav goes together with the dinim, the personal dinim, personal status dinim of Eved Knaini. For that, need Tfilas Abdus. Tfilas Abdus. Tfilas Abdus. So that's what he says. So on the way in, when after acquisition, it's only Kinyan moment Bilvad. So now Chaim is asked the Kasha, which you have to ask. It's after the kasha, it's obvious kasha. So the question is, Nahi. So now you have this goy that was acquired by, he was an eved, or he sold himself as an eved. So he has this kinyan moment levad. So if he has a kinyan guf, so Rabbi said, if the Yisrael has a kinyan moment, a kinyan guf in the eved, so he can't be tovel l'shem chayus. Why not? But he gave us a moment. Tell you the two l'chayu. There's no connection at all between the. There's only poshut kinyan moment. There's no kinyan nisim. In other words, there's no. The eved is a goy, a poshut goy. No more, no less than a poshut goy. So why can't the gave him his gayu? Why can't the gave him his gayu? Oh, is there about a need im te? What is it in the Kenyan moment that the soul has in him that says he can't be misguided? Says maybe tell me that because if it will be misguided, we will be at, but that's not a reason to prevent the gas from being chal. So he says, "Oh, I'm dim tei chal agevus yipla gam Kenyan moment shaloi." Well, zevat musav min dimimele. I will ask him. Well, explained yesterday. If you come, they saw gomos, or you saw gomos on every night. Can't be never. I will ask him, Dina gave us a consult like this as well, Hosh, Losh, I call it Din Momene. The soul has in the Evid, the Kin Momen, what does that do with preventing Yasin Michal? You can't my Shaykh is a Kinian Momen Shabai, Kin Momen Shabai, Lumnaya Gayos, Shal Yuchal Gayas, Hoshem Ben Chorin. It's all real.
Why doesn't it show the fact that the moment would be
haka? Because that's what he says. Moment of haka is mel dike toitzo. So mel dike toitzo, that lo imotzonu, that a sovereign hoivin remains a slave kondim kinagus. A soul can't be a slave. A slave, a soul can be, has divin din of evidivri, and he's not evidivri. So it's a stevia. But there's nothing, the moment doesn't say he can't become a Yisrael, can't be an Eved. But it doesn't say an Eved, it doesn't say somebody has a king moment can't become a Yisrael. There's nothing in the moment that says, Elamai, that he'll lose the moment. That's what Chaim says. He'll lose the moment, that's Mimela. There's nothing, it's not a stevia. It's like the Geulus pertains to his personal status and the spectrum of what we said before. The moment doesn't do that. Oh, so that's a good answer. But she muchav mize. Bevei asugi. Tvodi koma hagmod de bemokum de konui gufei lakon asu ben choyin. Ein pevu shoyin. the bottle called Master Tefillah Vagir Shosa. There is no such thing. So this is the Chaim big side. This big side. No such thing is that somebody owns a slave with a king moment, having acquired him with a king moment. No such thing that he can prevent the guest from Michal. Can't prevent the guest from Michal. Just like you can't prevent that. You can't prevent. It's not in his domain, Michal. King in moment can't prevent guest from Michal. Can't be better than Michal. But so to be ma'akev to be better than Michal, that's for sure not. The aim people should the bottle called Master Tefillah Vagerus also. I'm sorry. Aim people should the bottle called Master Tefillah Vagerus also. The way who be noch you say make sure you. It remains if it's terrible shame Abdus, nothing happens. If it's terrible shame chavus, nothing happens. El Iga Adim Bezahu, he says, the chosh eish lot in Kinyan Aguf, who is a Kinyan shall Abdus, Abdi, Surat, Abdus, Adayin, Les, Bey, Kaitim, Tvilo, Mishum, Adayin, Lav, Evid, who produces us Gufay, we call Mokom, Kevin, the Kone, Mio, Gufay, the Din Abdus, is Bey Dina, the Kishatavil, Megaya, Atzmoy, Havi, Gerus, Gerus, Shal, Abdus, Vigam, Betovel, Shem, and Chavin, even Tel, Shem, and Chavin, explain that the Gebaldi gets a very Choshev, a Musa here. We'll explain it in a minute. Gam betovel Hashem ben Chayyut. Mikom kom kevin jesh bekinyan haguf. Shomom and hagoyim shtochol olo v'gevus d'avdus. Hakochoch mimele de tzvilosa v'gevusa Hashem ben Chayyut mischalakis. Voy levak l'gevus abdus mulvad. V'ein zech chesam yishinim. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. But what's the Chayyut answer? But let's explain what the point is, so to make quite more, to make it more Yishov, and to show how it's come out like we understand it, it's very, very misabe. Let's back up one step again. Let's understand like this. If we understand the moment and Isser, what you call the personal status, two separate things. So then there's a shaila. Then there's a shaila like this. There's a shaila how does that begin? Somebody could ask, you could ask the question, you can ask the following question. Yeah, it's possible to get into the union, logically. How can an Odin, what right, how's the world, that an Odin, just because it's an Odin moment, that he can convert a Goy into a religious personality called the Nevekanani? How's that happen? How's that happen? He can't make his behemoth a mensch. He owns a behemoth, so can he make the behemoth into Yid, into Nebuchadnezzar, for that matter? So they're obviously different species. But if he owns, he has Kinyanim in a Goy. He has Kinyanim in a Goy. And this Goy is Tevil Hashem Abdus. But what's there before that says that Abdus is going to be Chal? Okay, so it's not terribly schwer, because they can say it's a Bom Geachot, maybe. It's a Bom Geachot. It seems with this Tevilah, he is old and has the Kinyanim moment in him. And we said already that, and Evid, in terms of the personal status, also has been Evid of an Odin. So we say that it's going to grow, it's going to come together. Evid will become his Odin. And both Dinim will be Chal together. And they'll be Chal together, there's new relationship in terms of Kinyan Mitzvah, will be Chal, B'Masachos, him, he'll become Odin, he'll become Evid. And he'll become Chayv Mitzvah's Geisho, and become B'Nichas Achas Kamp Eshinova, becoming his Evid. Yeah. So it's a new musik bom geachot. The abdus to the admus and admus of the Eved, the abdus to the Odin, who's not an Odin yet, over the Easter, and an Odin that's not an Eved yet. Okay. And I'm repeating the question. So you could say it's bom geachot. And Reb Chaim tells you not to answer that. Reb Chaim tells us this. Reb Chaim just said this. That there's a musik called abdus. There's one musik called abdus. The Kinyan Abdus, somebody has the Kinyan Abdus, so even when we're only after the monetary transaction, the Chalish Kinyan, the Kinyan moment, but he has already a Kinyan Bekoyach, to make him into an Eved. Every Abdus, even the Poshe Kinyan Guf, without the moment, which is the only moment, has in it a Bekoyach that potentially, he has the potential already for him to become an Eved Kondi with the Kinyan Nisim. That's already a chelik of his kinyan. So that's the answer. So when he does it, so that's the answer how when he's toivel,
even the same avdus, even the same avdus, but where's the Odin? Where's the Odin in Kinyasa? There's no Odin in Kinyasa yet. So, but the answer is there is an Odin, there's a potential Odin. Anybody that owns an Eved, even if he's before Tefillah, has a Bekoyach, has a Kinyan Bekoyach in the entire avdus. The entire avdus means not only the Din Momen Shabbat, but the Din Issa Shabbat too. The Din which brings along a change in his personal status, what Chaim calls a few times, Kedushas Gufay. And that din is there in a Bekoyach de Goyfin before. So Mele, that's the answer. His question was, nice question, what if the Eved wants is stubborn, is recalcitrant, he doesn't want to be Tevil Shem Abdus, he's being Tevil with Abdus Shem Chavus. So the Gemara says that if the Odin had an in Makinu Naguf, so he can't be Tevil Shem Chavus. Says Rav Chaim, first of all, Rav Chaim tells us what happens, the fact, what happens. He can't be Tevil Shem Chavus, doesn't mean he remains a Goy. No, for sure, doesn't not remain a Goy, he becomes an Eved. Because to say that he remains a Goy, that's very sure. He remains a Goy, he was Mal, he was Mekabu Mitzvahs, and he was Tevil with Nebi Essen. So what happened to the Maaseh Geirus? Can't be Mevatel Maaseh Geirus. A Kenyan can't be Mevatel Maaseh Geirus. That's what he says in the beginning of the paragraph. That's because a Kenyan Momin can't negate, can't be Mevatel Maaseh Geirus. Hayek L'Hoyah, I can't do that. There's no pshat to say that the Geirus is Hayek L'Hoyah, because he's never. Why not? Elamai Vatel, the Geirus is Chal. But the Kenyan Abdus channels the Chalois, the Geirus makes the Chalois Kedusha. But if it's a Goy being Mizgaya, a Ger Shabol is Gaya, what the Chazak called, a Ger Shabol is Gaya, a Goy Shabol is Gaya, so then his Geirus becomes the Geirus of Yisrael, becomes the Geirus of Yisrael. But if he's connected with the Kenyan Abdus, so the Din Eved channels and defines and says it, and is Magdir, a little Magdir, that the Geirus is going to be Chal, the Geirus of an Eved. Because he has it now to make him into an Eved. He has, the Odin has already, the Bekoyach means the potential to make him into an Eved. And the only, the Bekoyach means that he can impose it on him. The Avdus just be, once he has the Kinyan moment, it gives him a din to impose the Kinyan issue on him. To move up a notch and to make him a complete Eved Kanani. Include not only moments, not only the Keshavi Bechamoyi, but an Eved in terms of the personal status. And that's part of his Kinyan. And then the Prime is about to say, we'll speak it out. Says so you find the Machlokes Hanoim later, according to some many Mishnayim, you find the Machlokes Hanoim, but the Gizis Geirus of an Eved. It means that the Shimon Lo Zohol of Navim Zayin, it's the next few lines. Says so that the Odin has a din to be Mgai Him Balkochot. The whole thing Balkochot, if I'm getting dead, you take him and do everything, all the, go through the process of Geirus Balkochot. But there's no Kavos Mishnayim's Kiyakav. But he can pose the entire Geirus on him. So the fear of Shimon Lo Zohol is partial again. Where does he come to do such a thing? He can't kidnap a guy in the street and then be Megayah him. You can't kidnap a guy in the street. How can he be Megayah the Eved? There it is, the Kinyan Avdus that he has already in the Eved, but that's only Kinyan Momen. So the Kinyan Avdus he has already in the Eved, which is only Kinyan Momen, gives him a koyach and a din to be Megayah him a kochay. And he says, even going to Rabbanon, he can't do the whole thing about kochay, but that's what he's about to say. Doesn't mean there's not a Bailim on the Geirus. There's a Bailim on the Geirus. But he can't, the Etzim Geirus has to be done by Daitai. But once he's being Mizgayus, he's bound to say, this Geirus is going to be Chal. He can channel the Geirus. The Chalois Kedusha is going to be Chal. He channels and defines as being a Chalois Kedusha Avdus, of Lolo Mish, of Eriknani, not a Chalois Kedusha of Ben Chor. But the whole, it's based on this Yisoid, that even the Etzim Kinyan Momen makes him an Eved. If he's an Eved, he's an Odin, he has already a Bekoyach for the complete Avdus. That's the Hezbollah volume here. Let's read the words. Yeah, clear. How clear we felt.
Going back to the question, how would it be different than the Makdash someone else's property?
You can't. And the Makdash is in the
Lord. So why can't you say, so just like over there, that for other persons, Kini, because
you
should bring your child, and the Mela Kog is ownership of the. Let's say the animal.
So you can't end the Makhshav of Shem Shalom. If it belongs to you, you can Makhshav. It doesn't belong to you, you can't Makhshav.
So when it is in the Makhshav,
that the Kenyan Adon has in this person
prevents him from having this Kedusha, which would be
enough to his Kenyan. Say again, the last sentence?
The Rav Chaim said that nothing should prevent the Geras from being called, even if the Kedusha would subsequently be with the items Kedim and the Zabbat. So why would that be given? Why would they be given the Kedim?
Okay, so good. The Fagadva, very good. It helped help us, the question helped us explain it better or more. We're talking about being Magdish something. So Torah says, each Kyagdish is basic. Is a Magdish, is the person is Magdish, is the object which becomes Hagdish. The object is merely the active point. Right? Each Kyagdish is basic. The Chayv is not Magdish itself. So that's Aluf. Base, who has the courage to be Magdish? The Torah says, "Kiyakdus is basic. My basic is just after b'shusay. It's only you can only be makdus. Be makdus. If it's basically, it's like being makdus. You can't sell something that's not yours. You can't be makdus something that's not yours. You need to be bailim on the chavitz in order to be makdus. You need to be bailim. Just like you need to be bailim to sell it. You need to be bailim to be makdus. You're not bailim. You're not the koyach b'chal. You're not the koyach b'chal to be makdus. Geulus, and goy can't be misgayer." He's being the guy himself. A goy can't be misguided. He's being the guy himself. So the question was, he have a goy gomu. He's not an evid. He's not his personal status is goy. He can't be misguided. So who's being misguided him? It's not Adas Bez. It's not even a cotton in which Bez is somewhat involved. And we talked about the other day. It's a goy being the guy himself. So you don't need, not only is he's capable of being the guy himself, is nobody else capable of being the guy of him. He is 100% capable. It's fully within his domain, within what he can do with himself. There's nobody else that can be the guy of him. If you're talking about Stam Gavis. So then the question is a very good question. How can the one to whom he's Meshubet Tumaloch, even if we call it the King Momin, how can he be, why is he Balaman's Gavis? Why is he Balaman's Gavis? Hagdish by definition, Magdish by definition is a ma'aseh that can be done only by somebody who owns it, by somebody, and who would somebody owns it. The Torah set up the process of Hagdish like that. A chavit can't be Magdish itself, even if it's a talking chimpanzee. Can't be Magdish itself. Teach a parakeet to say, I'm any Hagdish. It's not how. You need a Bailum. So you need a Magdish, an Odom, Magdish. Who's the Odom? Only the Bailum. Only the Bailum himself. Gave it something which the person does himself. What? And Evid? To the extent that Shteves his ability to do Melechus Odin? No. No. Yeah, that's better. Can never take it nether. Dormish fools. Mazik mail. Mazik posh is doing physical damage to the chavis of the Odin. So that's easy here. The shaila is the Dormish fools. Okay, there's a loch here, and it's in the Avodim Periches. It's also about the Dorim. Eved's Noida, it's in the Dorim, which in Israel is his ability to do Melechas Adonai. So Odin can force him to be, the Eved can force him to be, can be battled in Eved. They have a Frank of my opinion, maybe? Not the Eved, Nidorim, Shan Nidorim, Sheyesh Bohem, Inui Nefesh, Eshem Akvinus, Hamaloch, Eshem Erich. Ein Rabbah Tzach Lechufay, means the Mevad of the Nether, Nesh, Ein Nafshe Knu Yoloi. Kol Yochel Olav Nether. Lema Dov Adoyme, Loi Se Peres Acherim Aloyim, says Rabbah. So that's what you mean to ask from here. Good point. This is in the zero's perfect base of Yudchas. So an Evid can make a nether. So why was the posture of Haim that that mitzad the moment he could be Mizgayer? If the result is he can't do Malach anymore. I mean, there's a big difference. That is making a... That is making a... The Ram says it's like Odom is the Paris Acherim Al-Acherim. Maz Adoyme, says the Rambam. Odom is the Paris Acherim Al-Acherim. Lo yisaperes acherim aleihem. Amar dov adoyim lo yisaperes acherim aleihem. So in the door of the loch is the Ignatzer. Ignatzer, you are peres to somebody else peres, and you, remember, and you only want to get back. But you can't have the peres acherim aleihem? Obviously not. Yeah. So for the Eved to say that he's also, because the plan is, let's go post it. The way the ambassador is out in Chumash, based on the Gemara. Pashto's Neder, sounds in Shvu, it's about Gabonim, it's the same thing. Neder is creating Yisurim. Creating Yisurim. So, at Gabonim, the Neder is Chal Klap in the Mensch. Chal Klap in the Mensch. That's the Malkum Machalois. He can't make a chalois because he's not according to himself. And after Kmiyuloi. Gerus, Lembe, it's not a chalois on the goof of the Eved. Gerus is becoming a Ben Chorin. Becoming a Ben Chorin. Not a chalois on the goof of the Eved.
becomes a ben chayin. You made yourself into ben chayin. So the finesse, yes, but he said the fact that the moment is going to disappear is mimela. It's mimela. It's mimela. What? No, he says that even though he's going to lose his moment, in the beginning of the paragraph, even though he's going to lose his moment, that's mimela. Ma shaychus, well, why can't he be in the heat? Hey, chalo gave us, if I'm kini moment shaloi. So the result is going to be to lose a kini moment. But the etzim geulus is not a moment that is not a chalos moment. Good, but that ain't so chinam. I mean, it's very good. I mean, it's that ain't so chinam. Not, I don't think it's fair. But after anything, I don't have to make the difference. Yeah, so we're holding it. That's what he says here. So, that's what B'chaim says. The king of Gula, Etzim Chadish, that even the basic moment is the Ge Avdus gives him a request to make, to have an Eved, Eved with King Yisru. So, Mele, that gives him, he has a Koyach, he's a Bailam to channel and direct. Mele, the king of Avdus, the Geus, that Eved is Mizgayu into Geus of Avdus. And then he adds, "Vayinzach yisam v'shinu b'adin geus." He doesn't have to. He's not redefining the geus. Geus means makes chalosh kedusha. Hashem is what kedusha is. Kedusha is Israel. Kedusha is every kind. V'shabe mahane. I'm reading the bottom line. The geus the avdus. V'loy boil shem elos. This is what we spoke out. This will be v'omus dafem zayin dekoyf malbilah shem shivos. Vayinzach dais v'chalos mitzvah. Now he says, "You seem foolish. This Indian, you seem foolish." And shidu v'shem elos. That you can be koyfer, tell anybody if I stay there, make you into a shivcho. V'chein bokeach evid men anochi gam kin kofer mat bilo evin tzorcho kabel chod yisro b'dav emchas. But if you look, if the kaimon kim abona, the echot zeh v'echot zeh tzorcho kabel. Means kabel midaitoi. Kabel. Echot evid v'echot akum, tzorcho kabel. V'gam tzvilas avdus ein el b'das evid. But here he says that he's long to Shavuot. Kozer who beika didn't give us kavod mitzvahs. The extent that Geus needs kavod mitzvahs, so and kavod mitzvahs has to be something by definition that's done willingly. You can't impose kavod as mitzvahs. He can tie him up and make him be shem shabbos to some extent. But kavod as mitzvahs is something which is meant as kavod. So that even though he can't impose kavod mitzvahs, and that's part of the Maaseh Geus even of an Eved. But Kosh is a guy who wants, he goes through the process of Geus, the Kibbutz Mitzvahs Midas, Dikki Geus HaKayemes, once it was Das for the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Mimele Shuv Hodo Dinei Dechel Be'im Ashrei Lochul Be'im. He wants to be Mizgayu willingly, on his own volition, then he can't say, but I want to make it in the Geus of his soul. Then once he's Mizgayu, Midaitai, then the old now takes over. Now takes over. He can't create the Geus, the Yeshmi Ayin of the Ebbetzai, who's not willing. He's an unwilling participant in Etzim Geirus, Odin can't step in, according to Rabban. But once the Eved is willingly be misguided, then the Atmos of the Odin gives him a koyach, the Bailus Odin has in this mensch, in this goy, because he's a slave, gives him a koyach to literally to define the Geirus and to say this Geirus is going to make a chalos of Abdus, not a chalos of Yisrael. That's the one. You can also what?
Yeah.
What? No, he buys from Nochi. One says no. But Babi says if he buys from Nochi,
yeah,
because he hasn't have the Kenyan in him yet. What? He wasn't Matbilim. He wasn't Matbiloi. He wasn't Matbiloi. The Moses invited. They have to do a Mamish. He Matbilim. Literally. Koyf on my bilay. Who talking about the he chab the rain? The rain from kfir is that the odin is a balus on the geus of his eved. Now, to what extent is he balus on the geus of the eved? He's a balum to make the meister geus,
even it begins from on the Maisa Geves, or not on the Maisa. The Maisa, the process, the Geves process, Eved has to enter into willingly. But once he enters into the Geves process, there's a battle on the outcome. The outcome is Avdus as opposed to Yisrael. So that's a cool Alma. But Shem Eloza holds, he's a battle on the Etzim process too. The Eved is a completely passive. Tfilas Avdus, Geves of Avdus comes from Eloza, according to the sheet he's going with. I mean, not always trying to feel it. Tfilas Avdus, according to Shem Eloza is the Etzim. The Etzim process is something which Odin is about him to do. The Eved is completely passive, like being Ma'apil L'Kli, Eved L'Kli Tomei. So, what? From the King Avdus, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so he's going to answer that. The answer is the next paragraph. In the next paragraph. Chaim says, always Tina Guf. Chaim says, the Gemara doesn't mean... That's what Chaim's next book. Let's go back a little bit. It's a very good question. It's very good. But it's a mature, it's a mutual in the next paragraph. But here's the word. So I mean, we're learning a new musik here too. In Gerus, and the Gerus of Avdus, in the Gerus of Avdus, the Indian is Mishalik. There's the process of Gerus, and the process of Gerus, so there's Chaim says, Machogis Hanoim. But the process of Gerus is often a bailum on the process of Gerus. Like the Moshe, if anybody can be Matbul Akli, have a clue to him, anybody can go into the mikveh, he don't need to be a bailum for that. You know, Bechal not. But it's something they mentioned too. Well, it's not bailum, it's Bechal. But, or is he not the bailum on the process of the Gerus, but after the Eved engages himself in the process of Gerus, only the bailum on the outcome of the process of Gerus. And he makes a Bechal Shem, he could make a Bechal Shem Avdus. And that comes from the Kinyan Avdus he has before, which we define as being a Bekoyach to have the Kinyan Nisim in the Eved. We say that Vayin Weyla. Let me read the last four lines of paragraph. Vezel te goma gomor de hecha de kone le hodon le gufe le kone atzma yi ben choyin. De nehi de kinyin momen atzma yi. De nehi de kinyin momen atzma yi. De atzim kinyin momen doesn't prevent, doesn't say it gives an chal. That can't be. All of Din Geirus Davdus. Well, we just said he's in a violent, he has a violent to channel the Geirus into the Geirus of Avdus. Melet who Eved Bisur Dusas Guvay Beloy Ben Chayvin. We say this Bein Elu. We go a little bit back. Medive Rambam Atzim Shukosav Nochri Shukona Nochri Lavdus Shukona Guvay. A goy can't own another goy with kinyan guf. Afa b'chein, yimochel yisrael ve'guf ha'kon yisrael. That's what I mean in chasavotim. They brought in the beginning in the first paragraph. But he talks as Mishneh that loshen Rambam that Yisrael buys a goy shayv from a goy gets kinyan guf. It's against the Gemara. The hate against the Gemara. The Gemara says not like that. But he talks as Mishneh that that's soyser asugit. The b'keach min enochi le'kon yikufim from the ma'at dekon le'ayu du'magnu yisrael. Okay, if he might have something new, this is behind the big original shot in the sugi. The Rambam Masugi Shri say, if you say not this Rambam Masugi Shri, the Rambam had a problem with a literal reading of a sugi. That's meant, a literal reading of a sugi Shri. The Armenian, the Gemara says, the Bokeach min Nochri, somebody buys the Eved from a Nochri, from a Goy, him called on Betovel, Shem and Chavin, Kona Asim and Chavin, why? Shum the Nochri, go for the Kona Yvchulu, וכאבן לקודם טוב לשם מנחבן אף כאלה שיבול כדרובו עד הגדל של חומץ ושליחים מפקים את השיבול בקושר לא מצליחים את הים ומפקים את השיבול ותאב בגלן לקאבן לחלדים איגר וגר שעדים קינגל ממנו רק משום לקינגל מגורם של יוכל אול ונבדוס וזוי של מהקבוסה של יוכל עד שלום ובחיים זה ובחיים מעט הקשי יש בחיים גורם לדעת שזה יש דיפן אפרוץ של מפקים את השיבול מפקים את השיבול מפקים את השיבול זה בחיים לא יודע זה said yes, and everything he said yes, until we get to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim gives a different spin on it, a little bit. Mafkim de'eshiv, according to Reb Chaim, means a positive afkor. Afkor. removal of shibud. Not just the shibud can't do hautzichnisht in the chavetz and in the status, but it's mafkia. It's mafkia the shibud. So okay, so chayim. That's aleph. Beis. He doesn't emphasize that, but that's what he's assuming here. Now he has a shaila. If we say that kodam v'tovah Hashem ben choyin, kodam v'tovah Hashem ben choyin, so it says mafkia mide shibud. Mafkia mide shibud. Mafkim the shibud means he removed something from him. He removed the shibud of Abdus. He removed Abdus from himself. By being misgaya, he removed the shibud. He removed. Not just doesn't become levit. Not just doesn't continue in the status as a kunil masir daim. He removed shibud. That's mafkia midei shibud. That's what Chaim is touching the words. So if mafkia midei shibud means removes. The gave us in this case shichur, or the gave us of shichur of ben choyin. The Gevet of Ben Chorin with the Shichur removes the Shibud. What was there that had to be removed? What was there that had to be removed? He was merely calling the Master Yadayim. Says, Elomai, says, Faket and Rabbo. When the Gemara says, Mafkim de Shibud, that Gemara Gufa means that there's a King Naguf even when you buy an Evid from a Goy. It's also King Naguf. And that King Naguf is what the Tfilo Shem Chavis moves. Now the Gemara calls that Mavkim De Shibud. Mavkim De Shibud. And this was the next time Mr. Shem said, M.K., you have to explain the Lahad, but Chaim has to explain. So what are the two Madregas? So then, Monoshoch, if there's a Kinei Gubba, so they should prevent it. It should be like buying, what's the difference between buying an Eved from a Goy? A Goy sells himself as an Eved. Rabbi said in the Sugim, if a Goy sold himself as an Eved, then he still has the Kinei Gubba, and he can't be caught in the Tovah. Then he's stuck as an Eved. But if Reb Chaim now wants to tell us that it's always the king that the Odin has, so then the Eved should never be able to be called the Metovah Shem Chavis, because it's always Kani king Guf. What's the difference? That's the Amshech of the Peace. Yeah, right, so Mr. Jim, we'll pick it up here on Sunday, and then we'll turn to the pastor for a few minutes. Mr. Jim. So work on this, Reb Chaim. It's an original Reb Chaim. It's not just a... The Musogim, the Lomdus, and the original part of the Sugim. Who speak of have the Echves. In this passion, we have after Muhammad's Midyon, the parashat and Torah of Hagolas Kalim, and Tvilas Kalim, Mechoyish Hashem, Hagolas Kalim is the Zichud Rai. Hagolas Kalim means a kli that was cooked, that was belayer from a dove also. So you can't use it within 24 hours. From the Moshe Shanim, well, the same day, within 24 hours. And because the time that's blue in the kli, then if you cook again in the kli with the Tamis, it goes out. This is Mamet Alabez of a Jewish kitchen, a kosher kitchen. They can't use pepper kelim, can't use a pepper pot. And with the rice, it's only within 24 hours. And with the bottom, you can't use it until it doesn't make a goal. And it's in our pasha. And there's libo in our goal. Okay, fine. And then Chazal Darshan, we may need this chato, tvilas kelim is machol v'shanim. Whether it's a drosh a gemur and a smachta, and it's interesting. It's also machlis shanim. It's a gay sugi a little bit. It's a gay sugi. I don't know if we'll get to it. It's in the gay sugi, so I'll use it. What's the limit? I'll say there's a he says the machlis rabban and other shanim. If the seder is makiv and we paskin. Believes himself if we're asking that again needs Mila and Tvila. One without the other is not enough. If he remains in oil, it's not enough. An oil mamish and the Mila and Tvila is also not enough. You need both. Challenge is the same to Makev. But the Gemara says Mila Tvila. Mila Tvila. First is Mal, then Sam. We spoke with you. So yesterday, what's his size, Benny? Benny, Mila Tvila. So challenge is what if he is Tvil and then Mal? Tvil and then Mal. So the Ramban and most other Rishenim. The Rabban says the Seder is not Makif. He be Tevil. And then do Mila. And when he does a Mila, then becomes a Gevet. The other shame, the Rabban's man, the Mamish from his base medrash, they all disagreed with him. The Rashba, the Ro, the other shame, they disagreed with him and said, no, Dafko Milu before Tvila. And the Rashba is a lesson, the Rashba speaks out of a foolish, that Tvila is not Chal, calls man the. He's an oil, the olus aguf is an equal, is a shter to the tefillin michal. The Rashba brings the loss in the moment, the Mishnah Psochim. The Mishnah Psochim says, in a different context, the Mishnah says, call a perishman or olus, a perishman or kevin. Call a perishman or olus, a perishman or kevin. Olus is a mace, he has tumas mace, olus poshut is not just a mitzvah proti. For Yid, maybe it's mitzvah poti, but for a goy, it's interesting. For a Yid, it's not mal. A Yid is not mal. He's not missing Yidus as well. He's a Suyim, he's also a Kotlim, he's also a Bekuma. A Yid is not mal. There was an issue once in Europe that wanted to undermine me a little bit. Didn't begin with the kibbutzim to name so, but it was they wanted to make a right into the whatever that Yisrael is not mal, shouldn't be registered as a Yid. I say there was a meal was threatened some by some fringes of society, even Europe back then. So Reb Chaim, they asked Reb Chaim, said absolutely not. It's wrong. I can't say that. You know, it's a very important mitzvah. We have to do everything we can to safeguard the Yidus as Yisrael in the meal, but you can't say it's not a Yid. It's wrong. Yeah. But Kuponim, a goy is not mal. So for him, it's not gemakiv. That's Mamash Ma'akev, and the Rashba goes so far as it goes even further. And said, the Tfil can be Chal, because man, he's an oil, Tfil can be Chal. So here, he has a Machoyt Shainim, it's interesting. The Ritva says Mefurish. The same thing applies to the two things that do with Kalim. Let's say get a used Kli from a Goy, not a new Kli. A new Kli just has to be Toivolik. Oh yeah, I used Kli from a Goy, so I have to do two things. That's our Pasha. Used Kli from a Goy. You need the Hagolo. Or leave one, depending on how it was used with water, without water. Without water, I have to leave one. It was used to cook, so then I do agola, put into boiling water. And then tvilas kalim. So Jesus says the same principle applies here too. You can't do tvila before you do agola, because Kozman has a balua, the trefer balua, and the kli, so the tvila is not oila. That's the ritual. Same idea. Very interesting. Bakoponim, yes, so that was that digression because of the convergence of the two sugis here, the sugi with the pasha. What I want to talk about is like this. The Rit was in Abu Zor. Rabban asked a kasha. Rabban asked a kasha. This was not the first encounter with Goy Shekalim that Kleisel had in the Midbar. There was another after Mechemes Sichon V'Oig. This is not the first Mechoma. Mechemes Midian was not the first Mechoma. It was not the first time they won a Mechoma. It was not the first time they had Bizo from Mechoma, which included Kalim. It was Sichon V'Oig. And Sichon V'Oig was a tremendous amount, the Torah says. Yes, a tremendous amount of Bizo here in Sichon V'Oig. So, what about the Kalim then? What about the Goyish of Kalim? They never do a Goyish Kalim. Why only here in Mechemes Midian? And then Vans Kasha. So Rabban says, Gebalt Geteret, says, here's the Oysa Mata, and the Rabban is in the, if you want to know exactly, in Kapitel 1 Aleph, Paul Suk, so should be Chod Gimel, the other Pasuk Chod Gimel. Here's the Oysa Mata, now, Bagos Klimidion, Misrei Goyim, I didn't say it before, but in Mechem Sichon V'Oig, because Sichon V'Oig, Malchei Mori, they were Malchei, one of the Zayin Amim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabban here is saying, he's making a statement Gabe Eve Yadin. Gabe, the Din is about to say, Eve Yadin is like Eretz Yisrael. And, so what? What's that mean? V'huta Elohem kol sholom afil yisurim dasi v'botim lehem kol tuv v'omu v'abesein v'nchulin kalli d'chazi v'ish v'luhu. But the Gemara says Nechulun, at the end of the first paragraph, read Zayin. It's called Katli de Chazira, and two Gesoyes here, the Kof, Tof, Lamed Yudu, Kuf, Dalit, Lamed Yudu, Akaponim, parts or powers of Chazim. The Gemara says that in Mulchoma, the soldiers can eat Mechol Sesuris. And here's a Yisrael's Digim Achoy against the Rambam and the Ramban. See, the Rambam in this is a head that applies to Al Muhammad. Ram is in Perik Chesed Melochim, Haloch Aleph, Chalutei Tzavok, Shiyichnesu B'Gvul Akum, Fakir, when they invade, Shiyichnesu B'Gvul Akum, V'Yichbishum, Muto Lehem Lechol Nevelos Atrevis, U'Bosa Chazir V'Chayetze, Ba'im Yirav Lo'im Tzama Yoichal, El Machos Elo Asurim, V'Chein Shoyse Yai Nesach. So Ramam says, the few includes in the Rambam, Kavli Chazirim. Number one, it's in the Goyche territory, means B'Chol Fakir, B'Gvul Akum, when they're doing the invasion. Yim Yirav. Samazai for the it's a het, it's like Idram put together with Yvastoya, I'm a foolish. If Dibba Turk Negi the Etzahoro. Literally, put the next aloha. Vechain Boyalisha Big Yusa im talk for Yitzhoy. So there, Dibba Turk Negi the Etzahoro, the Torah is mad. This here too, the Ram says that the type of aloha that the Torah is Dibba Turk Negi the Etzahoro, so if the Chalutz Etzahoro, the Anshe Etzahoro are hungry. And so then the Torah is mad for them, Macholos Asuris. And he speaks on a field, Shesayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Pilu Chazirim, B'chayitze Ben. Shilas Rambam. Rambam disagrees on three, Rambam here in Chulin disagrees on three accounts. On three accounts with the Rambam. Number one, he says, you only need Yirav. That's at the Goma. You only need Yirav. It's not to do with the first story, not the same category, not the same type of din. Not the Yirav, it's like the Yirav, it's a hat to go, blanket hat, and if somebody's there, somebody's there and wants it, he can eat. There's no, I don't know. That's number one. Number two, another important thing, the Rambam said, but not Yai Nesach, only Machol Sassur, it's not Yai Nesach. Why not Yai Nesach? Because the mitzvah of Biva Vodasora, Yai Nesach is little, not stamp the Yain Tatbe Goy, the MS Yai Nesach. The rest of Yai Nesach means Yain, the Goy was Menasach before his Vodasora. That's also mandatory to drink, to eat, the Tachuvah Vodasora, Yai Nesach, actually, and it's Nasach. The Rambam says, and that's the mitzvah midrash of Biva Vodasora, and that wasn't Het, that was no Het in the Rambam. That's mainly Yimuchuib in Biva Vodasora, so Mel is no Chiv to, Mel is no Het to eat it. The third thing, very important, the Rambam says, the Het is only Neres Yisrael. It's only had the in kibbutz laros in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is had the kavod chazirei. Stamazoi, and then any other war, any other place, there's no had. That's Ramban. That's Ramban says here in Chumash. Says Mechamer Sichenberg was mechom of kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. They win every yadim. So every day. So Hagam, they would have. It's like this. But the Ramban says at the end chukas, it's before Shem Sukim. We weren't out. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't out at that point in time to conquer the Sichon Vayik. The Rambam speaks out. He would have been happy to wait for Mashiach when came for Kaini Knizi Kalmoni. When the Gvulcho will be Mishmach, he wasn't insistent on capturing them. So he said Vayishach Malachim. But if they came out to fight, so maybe Klaiso fought them. But once the Muhammad started, it was Muhammad's kibbutz Eretz Yisrael, because they were in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was his kaddish. Oh, Meila says Rambam, since it was Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, so the head of Kaddish the Chazir applies. If it's mutter to eat Chazir Mamish, so you can cook in the Trevor Kalim too. You can cook in the Trevor Kalim. That's Rambam says in our passion. But Shaggy Midyon, Muhammad's Midyon, was in Chutz Lorz. Was in kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. So here first, the Hagol Kalim became the Geyer. That's what Rambam says. There was Sichon Voeg Minachlas Yisroel, means because we never had him. Vuhuta lohem afilu Yisroel, the three bottom lame kotuv afilu kadli the chazibe. Abu Midian lohoyo Misholohem, the way Loch was out, we didn't conquer the land, was the Muhammad. Vaklin koem nikmosom hogan, koem nikmos Hashem be Midian. Vakach no hagisu be Kleihem. Kach no hagisu be Kleihem. So here, the Achronim, and some of the newer Rambans already, they bring a kasha from Achronim. They ask from an idea that we said before. So it's a kasha. The shaila is, since the Ramban was taught the Lchoris Dain Tzorchim, because the Ramban's idea is that Yai Nesach and Tekubot HaBarazo doesn't have head of Kavli de Chazira. He can't eat it. So who's to say that the Mechamah Sichon Boig, the Kalim, won't use the cook
the Ein Nesach. Maybe they cooked the Ein Nesach. Maybe they cooked the Tikkun of Avodah Zarah. And he's Kelim, and that's also Bechila. But even by himself says that only Poshim Machotah Suris. That's Mutar. But not the Tikkun of Avodah Zarah. Those going waved the Avodah Zarah. Waved the Avodah Zarah. Any pot they had might have been used for Tikkun of Avodah Zarah. So it's hard to cook for Duchdos. How could they use the pot? Simon said. That's the gosh, yeah. Then many say away the Teretz. Many say Teretz. Teretz is like this. The Teretz is a correct blumble for Teretz. Teretz is, Rabban says, that the reason Yai Nesach B'chadoyme is not B'chal the Heter of Katle the Chazire is because it's a mitzvah of Biur Abba Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of Biur. You have to destroy it. Destroy it. Abba Yisrael is B'chuvin Biur to burn it or to bury whatever it is. But you say, no, how you get rid of it? Different things. So Tam, this Balua in Doifnei Kli, is not M'chubin Bir. No Mitzvah Bir, but the Bir is only a Be'en. A Be'en, the Getchke, Tekuvis, whatever it is, it's a Be'en. The Be'en of Avarazov, Tekuvay Seho, is a Mitzvah Bir of Avarazov. Vibaratem, Vibaratem, Mishmo Abbe, Te Abdun, Skol Mekoymeris, and the Mitzvah is everything else, but the Tam, which is Nivla and the Kli, is no Mitzvah Bir. So what's no Mitzvah Bir? So it goes in this din. It's poshim mechalos asuris. It's a poshim mechalos asuris. It's mutar b'achilu. So you have the head of kavde chazir. You got be time of blue b'kelim.
Exactly the same thing.
What?
You
don't
have to get rid of the
chametz. No. There's no mitzvah beyond b'chametz blue tanda. That's true. It's also b'achilu. There's no mitzvah b'shpishim. That's why you don't have to give kelim. You don't have to give kelim. We keep kelim, even kelim in the yomon that he cooked a tremendous amount of chametz in. You sell the be'en, you don't sell the bulua. It's mefurish, mefurish, you don't sell it. Furish, the stipend you used to write in Sham Mechir, you're selling the bulua. But we also sent him a letter, what are you doing? And this is printed in one of the new, so to speak, Kiel Sanchi. So what are you doing? He said, Nechnam, you're right, but he's doing it anyway, for whatever reason. But there's no reason, you don't sell bulua in Kalem. There's no such reason. You want the same thing. Even what? According to Rabban, yeah. Kanirah. According to Rabban, for sure. Yeah. The Chor, that could be... it's an outgrowth of the Mistom of the Yim Yirav. Mistom. Yim Yirav means Mishas of Melchoma. Maybe. Yim Yirav. But Emes, you know, according to Rabban means... according to Rabban means Bota. But it's never Kasher. It's never Kasher. The other character is like this, but the band, which the band didn't ask b'chol. Tinach the mitzvah of Agolos Kalim, part of Agolos Kalim. The band says very well. I mean, the band told us why it wasn't this chadish after Mechamis Sichon Vayik and only after Mechamis Midyan. What about Tevilas Kalim? What about Tevilas Kalim, which we learn from our pasha? Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim. That's not that what Tvilas Kalim. We buy a new kli from a goy. You have to be tired of the kli. We said before, according to the pastor's Rabban, the master sure holds the rice. I remember, the Magmish means the rice, the Lushan. It's the rice, it's a dross in the pasha. So for Mechem Mesich and Vaig, they have to be tired. They could cook without doing Hagol because the Bulu was Mutum. How can they use the goyish kli? How can goyish Kalim? That's nothing to do with the. There's no head to do that. Yes, I heard that. I always know. I heard the chavis Rabbi Yochum Gerel of Tanavocha. He was a Talmud of the Bistuav in Brisk. He was a Radner. He was in Baruch Chaim. So they said in somebody's notebook in Brisk, B'shem of Chaim, they asked the Kasha and he answered, but they don't know what the Torah means. This Kasha from Chaim, he saw in Brisk. He said, because by Sichon V'Oig, it came in a Cherim. By Midyan, they got directly from the Goyim. There was a Muhammad with Midyan, they defeated the Goyim, so it was Goyish Kalim. Here, he got mecherim. So I saw some of the pirush. Min mecherim. They wiped everybody out. There's nobody left. Poke of the ballast. I don't know exactly what it means. I'll go on the kasha. He asked the kasha, and he said this terrors. That's why there's no chiyuv tevila. The mice does. Yeah, we have a kli from a goy. This is Olach Shochnoch. Have a goy, but the only he doesn't have the part of a mechiyuv. It's only, it's mutter to use a goyish kli without tefillah if you haven't acquired it. So, minyan, lenient, what's you know, it's good to know.
There's a chiyuv tefillah, and the Ramah says also to use the chiyuv without being toivel. Derech Agav, Ramah, who's the Ramah Shel Noach? It's also to use the shalav as the rice of Rabbana. It could be it's only used as Rabbana. The chiyuv is the rice that used to use it as mid Rabbana. But in the Ramah Shel Noach said you can't use a chiyuv without being toivel. Okay, and some people know that. So, but there's an eitzah. The Gabi that there's an eitzah. If you mafkir it, it's not chayv and tefillah. The Gabi this, you're not chayv and tefillah, so you can use it too. You can use it. So if you have a kli and it's you don't want to be tevil it. Why should do the mitzvah? But you mafkir, then you get around the problem of using it. Good night, Shabbos.
Can you point it again?